Coaches, Adam Bradley here. Maybe you're not quite ready to jump all in on the Lead 'Em Up Coaches membership. You're still processing and figuring it out and talking to people. We get it. It happens. In fact, we want you to do that. Really make sure you know what it is you're jumping into, because we want you to go all in. Well, if you're processing that, here's a great place to start. Start with our Green Team Framework. It's a 7-part exercise series for a minimal cost that can allow you to introduce the framework, the 3 levels of accountability, the dynamics and nuance within our Green Team that can elevate your program. It's a great way to get started. Implement the Green Team Framework and then assess where your team is at. And if you like it, bet. Let's jump all in. If you don't like it, let us know why. We'll talk about it. But I promise you, it's going to be one of the best things you will ever do for your team.
You're listening to the Lead 'Em Up podcast, powered by Chick-fil-A.
Thank you for hanging with us today. I'm Adam alongside Kyle. And today, Kyle, we're talking about the power of data, the power of analytics. And you look in sports these days, it's such the buzz. Analytics, I mean, there's NBA and, you know, WNBA and professional athletes and teams that are hiring individuals exclusively to monitor analytics and chief analytic officer. And you know, the reality is data and analytics in the sports space is valuable. It's valuable. You know, there's the opportunity when you begin to study data points and such that you can begin to see areas of weaknesses on your team. You can see areas of strength on your team. It can help you kind of lean into deficiencies that need addressing, that you can then improve on. It can help us understand and capture realities. Now, it doesn't always tell the whole story, but it can absolutely give us insights so we can see things more clearly. And you think about sports these days, I mean, it's powerful. You know, we just finished 10 cities with Glazier, where the majority of the coaches we were working with were football coaches. And you could probably ask all of them to kind of give you some of those analytics, some of those statistics. And from the previous year, and you will find as they share those that it's helping guide them to areas of that are in need of improvement this year. You know, maybe their run defense was allowing 6.5 yards a carry. They're sitting there like, we've got to clean that up. We are not going to win this way. You know, but it's not just football. You know, you can look at let's take women's softball, for example. You could look at that and say, hey, our collective pitching ERA was close to 10 runs a game. Well, like, that's not going to cut it. It's not going to cut it. You know, we're averaging 4.7 errors in our infield each game. That's not going to cut it. And all of a sudden, you can take these data points and analytics and begin to gain clarity and direction as to what do we need to improve for our team. And it can be extremely valuable. But it's interesting because when you think about that quantitative insight, it's always been lacking in the leadership character and culture space. Leadership character and culture has always been this vague, kind of mystical, elusive, hard to put your hands around, quote unquote, intangible, right? Dynamic of our team. But yet still so critical. So you think about it, right? One of the most critical components of success on our team in many cases has always been this elusive, right? Unable to be grabbed a hold of dynamic that we can't measure. We can't quantify. We can't put analytics to and data points and such. But yet it's so critical to our success. For us, I feel like there's a gap there. There's an issue there when we can't accurately measure something that becomes so critical to the success of our teams.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And for so long, it's never really been talked about as being quantifiable. It's always something like coach speak in a way to where it was something of a feeling. And we're talking about where are we trending? Where are we going? And a lot of the times that really just goes back to maybe were people vocal or not. And that's not really even talking about the quality of what was being said, but for so long, we've associated good leadership and a good culture with people who are vocal. And certainly you want people to be that way, but when you have something that's as important as the leadership and culture and character component in sports, it can't just be something that is measured on a whim. Or does it feel like we're going in the right direction with our kids? And we're to the point now where we've seen things that are measured in all other aspects of sports that this has got to be something that's the next step. And, you know, it reminds me of the visual we share out a lot of the times and that we present in our clinics. You mentioned the 10 cities with Glazier, and we had kind of had a slide there where we're talking about how do the coaches in the room, how do they get to be in that special place? You know, how do you get to be a special team, a special program, and one that's in that category, not just for one season, but over an extended period of time? You have to spend time on the culture. You have to spend time on improving character and improving leadership. And there's ways that that can be measured and tracked. And that's the point of the conversation today, is talking about how we can do that and how that's going to help.
Yeah, man, I tell you, one way it will help when we identify and find ways to quantify and put numbers and data points on our growth of leadership, character, and culture. One of the first ways that comes to mind for me that it'll benefit is simply player engagement. Player engagement. You know, our players love stats. They love stats. They want to get triple doubles in basketball. They want to go 3-for-4 from the plate. They want to have a sub 2.0 ERA with, you know, four times as many strikes to walks and things like that. They love this, right? And, you know, they go to the box score. They go to the stat line. I don't know about you, but the statisticians on our teams are very popular. Right, like yeah. The players love the statistician. They hey coach, how many what I got right now? What I end with today, coach? Hey, wow. I mean, they're like all up in the stat book. So they like it. It engages them. But what if the data points were them about their character, about their leadership and our team's culture that they began leaning into, getting excited about there? What if they wanted to look in the book of sorts to see, hey, where are we? Man, where am I? Where's our group? Are we where we need to be? Oh man, we're at this percentage, we're at that percentage. And, you know, we spend a lot of time building out and really wrestling with that. I mean, I'll be honest with you, Kyle. Man, I would say, you know, Lead 'Em Up was originated in 2015. We're now 2024 at the time of this recording. So we're almost approaching 9 years. It'll be 9 years this August. And for the first seven, I would say, I know I personally wrestled with how do we quantify this? Because I recognize how important the analytics data points were. I recognize what it does from an engagement standpoint. I also recognize what it does from a buy-in standpoint, from a coaching standpoint. And it hasn't been until this last year or two that we've really been able to kind of figure that out. You know, by way of what we've, you know, call our green team score, where we give coaches and players the opportunity to go through a 10-point questionnaire profile on their team that the moment they complete it, they hit submit and they get in that moment a quantifiable number, a score on the current leadership, character, and culture of their team. And now all of a sudden, they see a grade, and we've been trained from childhood to see grades, right? I mean, the moment we enter into grade school, right, we get a grade on a test. And if it's 62 out of 100, it ain't not great, okay? If it's 76 out of 100, average could have been better, right? 90% or higher, so good. Now, all of a sudden, we put a tangible number And the reason we're recording this today really is because, as we've mentioned a couple of times, we've just finished the 10 cities. We really kind of amplified our rolling out of this green team score. It's going to become a lot more of a focal point with us as we've now finalized it. But we gave every coach in attendance in those clinics the opportunity right then and there to answer the 10 questions pertaining to their team, hit submit, and get a score. I just got home from Charlotte. That was the most recent one for me. And frankly, there was not a single team that filled it out that was in the green. Not a single one. That 90th percentile or higher, not a single one. And for that, that was an eye-opening moment where I said, listen, I don't know what you do from here, but it is clear. Everyone in this room has anywhere from 89 and under, which is gray. If it's under 39, it's red. But it tells me that every single person in here, the one thing you can't afford to do is to not do anything. Because in all honesty, nobody in this room has a green team yet. We've got work to do. And now all of a sudden you could see kind of the eyes opening, Kyle, the light bulb going off like, wow. Whether they're sitting there on their phone with a 62 or a 48 or a 74 or a 30, whatever that score happens to be, they're seeing it and they're saying, okay, this data point, this piece of analytic is very concerning, very alarming potentially, but more importantly, very informative that I need to build my program in a certain way to get this score up.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the great thing that does right there is it gives the coach evidence, and there's buy-in that's needed not only from the players, but sometimes for the full staff to really commit to something that's going to develop the culture, the character, and the leadership. So having that score, you're able to go back to everyone right away, just in your coaches meeting, be like, all right, we had kind of talked about this. We said it needs to be a focus point. It needs to be a priority. Here's where we're at. We're at 65. We're at 70%. So from that, we know here's the plan that we're going to go forward with. And with that, it becomes an easier conversation to have of like, okay, how is the staff? Are we going to address this? We know now it's a priority, not only because we felt like it, but here's a tangible score. And then it's a point that you can share with the athletes as well of like, here's our starting point as we begin the off season. Here's our starting point when we come back together. And the great thing that you're able to do is reference that throughout the year and celebrate the wins and celebrate the successes, because no matter where it is you start, you've just got to realize that's where you are on day one. And that's not where you're going to finish, but it's so important that that's an identifier for everyone of where we begin this season's journey at.
Hello, this is Kevin Williams from Chick-fil-A and author of Irrational Kindness, and this is today's Leadership Nugget. Be crazy and set some wacky ambitions and dreams. Don't worry if your adventure, dreams, ambitions look totally different from others, even more crazy. One crazy one was set by Truett Cathy with his goal of being closed on Sundays, closing on the busiest day of the week in the restaurant business. He then called it his best business decision he ever made. That doesn't even make sense. Irrational. Yet he had purpose behind his adventure. He wanted people to get some guaranteed rest each week. He wanted to glorify God by giving his team time to worship if they chose on this day. He wanted to honor his life principle of a good name over great riches. Have fun thinking outside the box with purpose. Maybe thinking bigger than even achievable in this lifetime. It may be the best decision you ever make. Now, let's jump back to the episode.
If you don't engage in the score, here's what you run the risk of. You run the risk of your leadership sessions feeling aimless. Feeling,
and I don't know things you don't need to.
What?
Yeah, you're hitting things that maybe you don't need to.
You feel like you're just going through the motions without a target.
Right.
Yeah. Right. You just feel like you're going through the motions. Like, where are we aiming? Where are we trying to get to? Like, what's this? Do we know if we're getting anywhere? We're just kind of wandering of sorts. And there's, in many cases, a lack of kind of direction in there, but also a lack of tangible growth. You know, we've joked that we compete with the weight room in some cases. Right. Wrote a blog before about how so much of the sport is mental. Then why is all the focus on physical development? Very little on mental development. We recognize when you think of outside of practice time, where does the time then go next for coaches? Weight room. Right. And I'm not certainly not trying to say get rid of the weight room. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? Like, totally get it. But I will say one thing that helps and makes the weight room that much more kind of enticing is you see tangible growth. You see tangible growth. You're tracking it all the time. You're tracking it. You have them kind of max out at times. You kind of give them benchmarks. You know, what are you squatting? What are you lifting on the bench? Right? How much were you, how much were you deadlifting the other day versus now? You know, like, you see this tangible growth. What we're trying to say is when you truly bring in these data and measurables into the leadership and character and culture, you will see that much greater of engagement coming from the players, right? Think about if each time you jumped in a session, right? Just like someone on a bench press, hey, you know what? Hey, let's throw another set of 10s on. Hey, let's throw another set of 25s on. And all of a sudden you're visibly, wow, man, I did today what I couldn't do tomorrow. Man, we're at a point today that we were not at last week. Wow, man, this feels good. We're getting stronger. We're growing. What if that data point and those stories could be told in a leadership character and culture space that every time you walked into a session, you could see the score of our team getting closer to that green team mark? You could feel it. Like, And you start in August and you're at a 48, and then in September you're at a 58, and then in October you're at a 72, and November you're at a 86, right? And you just see this incremental growth, and every player is aware of the data points, sees the data points, is part of the process of grading the data points. Now, all of a sudden, it's part of that gamification. Now, these players are in. They're like, man, we're getting better. Man, we're growing. And each time they do that, it feels greater. They see the interactions are healthier. They feel that everyone's all in on the team and the commitment levels are more visible. All these different things. I promise you're going to get extremely more engaged players when those data points. And that's why I'm so excited that we have that available now to coaches so they can begin utilizing that. And growing.
Yeah. And well, the other thing with that too, is not only do you get a score, but you get three focus areas for improvement. So with that score, you're not, like you said, we want this to be something that has direction, that has intention. And it's not just something like, oh, what do I do to improve that? Well, in that, let's say that your team's areas of focus are you need to improve engagement, communication, and maybe relationships. When you get that score and that profile back, it's going to give you those three areas of focus and then specific things that you can do to address those three areas. And so for coaches, that's kind of been the thing for forever is like, okay, we know that we need to improve with our culture, with our leadership, but where do we start? How do we get people to really understand that? Okay, well, now you have the score. So there's a great tie-in, a great buy-in piece. Okay, well, now what are we going to do to improve that score? Well, here's a list of specific things that you're going to do that will help in those three areas, and you'll grow your score as a result of that. And so you're going to see a tremendous amount of buy-in from the beginning, but then the momentum will really build as that score is then tracked throughout the year. So coaches, you're able to take it at the beginning, you get a customized list of things to do, and then you're able to submit a quick score And then that gives an update. So maybe you started at 60%, 30 days later, you're all the way up to 72%, a 12% increase in 30 days. That's something that you can really take to the coaching staff, celebrate amongst yourselves, celebrate with the athletes. And the other great piece about that is share it with your administrators in your reviews. Hey, we started the year culturally, you know, we were at 50%. We had a leadership score of that. And by the end of the year, we got up to 92%. We increased our leadership and our character by 42% in these 4 or 5 months. This is such a great thing that can really move the needle in a program.
The coaches, my question for you is, are you utilizing data and quantifiable analytics, communicating those with your players through the leadership, character, and culture work? And if you're not utilizing our Green Team Score or even doing some other things, which I'll give a shout out, you know, Phoenixville basketball. I want to get Coach Eric on a future episode. They've had a great year, gone all in. He's got this money board where they track different things that are happening during the week that are green. And they get these little money stickers and they kind of do it week by week. And, you know, that's another example of quantifying and making tangible what is relatively intangible in many cases, because you can start looking at the.
Listeners, we apologize for the inconvenience. We had some technical difficulty with Adam's connection as a storm rolled through his area. And essentially what he was sharing there is what the Phoenixville basketball program does to really make sure that they're tracking and then celebrating the growth that they see in their culture, especially with the leadership and character. We know that there's a ton of things that are being done out there within your teams, and we would love to hear about them. So we encourage you, join in our conversation on social, shout us out, let us know what are some of the unique things that you do to celebrate your players' growth with their character and leadership to show that your culture is moving in the right direction. Remember, that which gets praised gets repeated, but that which gets praised well gets repeated well. So what are some of the things that you're doing? And if you're looking for something, again, to really bring this to life, we think we have the perfect solution for you. In our coaches membership, we have our team leadership profile. It has a 10-question survey that takes no more than 3 minutes to answer. What it does is it gives you a baseline score, and then off of that, 3 focus areas that you can improve in. So coaches, listeners, please check that out if interested, and let us know what we can do to be of help. We appreciate you tuning in. And for Adam, I'm Kyle. Have fun and lead them up.